Live from the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Listen to that campfire. Yes, indeed. This is your host, Ray I, here with Peanut, the Vogelbogger, and Matty G. We're back in the bunker. Yes, I was scheduled to be in turkey camp down in the Ozarks this morning. I was going to Chance's and Melissa's wedding, but things have changed, and so I'm in the studio, and I want to wish Chance and Melissa the best in the start of their life together. Sad I can't be there, but I need to be other places with my family, so that's important, too. Very important. So we're in the studio, so didn't get to cook things in turkey camp, so so I brought the biscuits in for you boys. And a lady on the Facebook this morning asked me, did you really get up at 4 o'clock and cook biscuits? I said, no, 2:30.
Thank you very much.
We got a little Bambi breakfast sandwich going on here. I got it all posted on Facebook. You want to take a look at it. We're going to have a great show, even though I'm not at camp. I was so looking forward from our camp house, having breakfast on the table with my buddy Murray Anderson over from Anderson Services and doing it from the show from down there. But we're here, so that'll work, right, Vogelbogger?
It will work.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, so Peanut's already conked out. She's been barking at everybody already this morning. On the show, as I mentioned, we will have Murray Anderson on. We're going to call him from the studio in the second segment. And then we're going to do a segment on pawpaws. I'm going to start off with a little bit of wild grape action and then get into the pawpaws. And I was telling Vogler before we went on the air how interesting it was. I'm putting together all my stuff together to talk about pawpaws. And my buddy Brad Harris posts pawpaws. And then Billy Cooper posts pawpaws. So we're all, must be an old guy thing like everything else, like fall turkey hunting. Speaking of old guys, Ralphie Dern killed a fall gobbler.
Beautiful.
Called it in. Awesome. First score for the old guys. It's the only wild turkey gobbler I've seen on Facebook. There are some other guys that are taking some turkeys. And some other gobblers I did see after that. But out of our group, Ralphie's the first to score. I haven't been to the woods yet. I haven't been able to get down there yet. Can't wait to get down and hunt those fall turkeys in those river hills. How cool is that? And this week's story time, I posted information about that. It's called The Salesman. And it continues with our fall turkey hunting deal we're doing. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this coffee's good this morning.
Oh, it smells great.
You still can't have coffee?
Not yet.
All right. You got a couple news items for me. I understand. What did I forget? I must have forgot something this morning.
The annual Friends of the NRA Banquet, fundraising banquet and dinner, Saturday, October 20th, 2018. Doors open at 5:30 and dinner at 7 p.m. Potosi Lions Club, Highway 185, Potosi, Missouri. Tickets are $25. Okay. Early bird raffle pack specials.
I know what I forgot. October birthdays. There are so many October birthdays of folks I know. My queen's birthday is this month, but lots of friends' birthdays and family birthdays in October. So, Vogler Vogler, we need to play the birthday song for October. This is the first weekend of October, right?
Yes, but you can call 573-701-8650 our Bglor at Live to go to the NRA banquet. Friends are Mark Twain, area Friends of the NRA.
Let's do a little birthday song, Matty G. Happy birthday, October birthdays.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
Yes, indeed.
Happy birthday,
everybody. October birthdays. Hey, who was that in here visiting with you this morning early when I came in?
That was Scott Sherman.
Yeah. What's the name of that show that guy does?
The Yard Sale.
Ah.
It was The Yard Sale.
He was here early this morning. You
he
two
is.
In here.
Show
talking, yeah. It's funny. We was visiting, and I handed him a breakfast biscuit, and he looked down and grabbed it and kind of scurried out of there. He went back there in the back of the studio. I bet there's some crumbs flying back there right now. Give us some more news.
Let's see. Missouri Department of Conservation invites preschool teachers to Discover Nature Schools workshop in Kirksville, October 27th.
Kirksville.
You can call the regional Northeast Regional Office at 3500 South Baltimore in Kirksville, Missouri. Missouri Department of Conservation present free waterfowl warm-up sporting clay shoot.
Waterfowl warm-up.
Ooh. In Puxico, Missouri, October 6th, today, hunters can practice shooting clay targets and various waterfowl hunting scenarios. And that's at Duck Creek Conservation Area, Highway 51 north of Puxico.
Puxico.
Missouri Department of Conservation offers primitive skills workshop at Rungy Range in Nature Center on October 20th. Take a step back in time and practice primitive skills in atlatls to tomahawks throwing in Jefferson City. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, October 20th, visitors can practice primitive skills such as atlatl throwing and tomahawks, archery, natural dyes, cordage, flint napping.
Dyes.
Yeah, dyes, colors. And the event is free and of all ages are welcome. No registration required. Got one more, two more. Can I do it?
Before you do that, in Mountain View, Missouri, there's a hair place. These girls have a hair salon. You know what the name of it is? When you said that, I thought of that.
Go ahead.
It says Curl Up and Die. Why would anybody name a hair salon that?
They didn't think that one out, or there was a few adult beverages that are involved in naming of their place of business. Again, Missouri Department
Begin,
of Conservation.
What's that?
I'm going to say this one again. I'm going to remind people.
Begin?
Confirmed sightings of badgers, weasels, and spotted skunks.
I saw a weasel this morning when I got in here. Sitting over there eating a biscuit.
A really good biscuit. And folks, you cannot imagine how great these are. You see the pictures.
Made with love.
It's not till you know how good
these
taste.
We got some of that
taste.
Hawaiian jelly on there. Ooh, passion fruit.
It is so
Volker
good.
Keeps trying to hold my hand ever since he ate that biscuit.
Hunt for Beginners.
I said
Mark
passion
Wayne
fruit
Lake.
And Matty G grabbed his biscuit and he started eating it.
November 28th. 3rd and 25th, apply for November 16th for free opportunity to harvest your first deer.
Take a big old bite of that, Matty G.
Missouri Department of Conservation.
When he gets done babbling, tell us what you think.
Indian Creek, Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation will offer youth hunters an opportunity to learn about deer biology, management, and hunting tactics, followed by the mentored hunt at Mark Twain Lake this November.
That's nice. Let's go over and see Matty G. How's the breakfast, brother?
It's a little taste of heaven.
Would you have ever believed that Bambi's mother would taste so good?
I would never have believed it, but I do now. Wow.
That jelly on the sausage just really sets it off. It really does. There's also Emo's Provolone cheese with the omelet that's on top of that. And, of course, I put sage in the venison burger and seasoning and Ray Ray's seasoning and stuff. And I put it in the refrigerator, mixed it last night. And, of course, you got tame jalapenos and cream cheese spread in the center, and I let them sit in the refrigerator all night, and so I cooked them this morning. So, pretty good, huh, Volker? You're eating again.
It's great. You just don't understand. When you see the pictures, some of my high school buddies that says, is that you guy, all you guys ever do is eat?
What else is there to do when you're well. Old? You get up early and you eat. That's what you do. I don't think Matty G can speak anymore. His eyes are kind of rolled back in his head. He's just kind of kicked back over there. Let's take a break. We're going to come back another side. We're going to visit with our great friend Murray Anderson at Anderson Services down in Mountain View, Missouri. And with that, we'll take a break, and we'll see y'all on the other side.